people and places. With your host, Brad Banjor, Pete Shapiro, Matt DeAndrea, and Aaron Hagar. New media for a new type of motorsport enthusiast. Presented by Bubbers, Polishes, Waxes, Cleaning, Replay XD Cameras, Kicker Audio.
Welcome to another edition of Shift and Steer. We are here in Sonoma, California for the Ferrari Challenge, day one of the Ferrari Challenge. Hopefully we're going to bring you a two-episode event, right? We're going to do kind of two episodes. There's a lot going on in Sonoma with Ferraris this weekend.
So. Yes, everything up here begins with an F.
Yes.
Every car I've seen, it begins with an F. Except for the one we're driving.
That's true, yeah.
It didn't begin with an F.
So we're up in Sonoma with Brad, and Aaron's with us.
Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
That's all he's allowed to say. You're done. You're done for the weekend.
That's it. Now, you know what's great about this event? The number one thing that I can say I've liked about this event since the minute we arrived is the fact that they had our credentials waiting and they let us in the gate.
Yeah, well... Thanks to the kind folks at Ferrari USA for inviting us up here. We have a big weekend ahead of us. We're going to see some Ferrari Challenge racing, basically a Ferrari car show. I understand there's going to be some vintage cars out here this week. And if we're lucky, we'll get to ride around in one or two of these cars. But let's get started with some interviews.
Wait, there's a LaFerrari.
No, that is the one thing. We've only been here a short time. We parked and we saw a LaFerrari right just a couple down from our car, and then we saw two more driving around. I'm like going, wow. And then a few minutes later, it's an Enzo. So I think what we got to do while we're here is kind of track down one of the owners of the LaFerrari. We've got to be able to talk to one of them because there's got to be some good information about getting that car, driving it, and I even heard they're going to drive them on the track this weekend.
I'm excited to see that. You rarely see one out in the wild. I can't imagine seeing three or four or five of them on a racetrack all at once. That's going to be pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to that.
We have to make some friends so we can get some rides.
Absolutely. And we're up here in the wine country, in the hills. We've been lucky enough to find a place to talk right here in the Ferrari Hospitality Center. But now we got to go find some of those interviews.
Challenge, and we're talking with Mark Muzzo. And Mark, you started racing today. Basically, you said you went out and you qualified. And how'd you do so far?
First session, I qualified P1, but then when the rest of the guys come in, I think we finished off 13th overall, or 6th in class. So.
Okay, and then the race is later today?
Yeah, it's in about 45 minutes.
Well, there you go. So you're on a time crunch. So we'll get through this quickly. But how long have you been racing Ferrari Challenge?
This is my fourth year now. I started, obviously, 4 years ago, and I entered the fourth year. So,
have you been able to do all eight events per season, or how many events do you typically do?
Yeah, the first couple of years, I think I was able to do them all. Last year, I may have missed one, and this year, looking at the schedule right now, I'm slated to do them all, but anything could happen.
It's that day job. That day job gets in the way every now and then, right?
It's the day job. It's the family life. It's the certain things that have to come first before the racing. So,
yeah. So tell me a little bit about the car that you're racing. Is there you're from Toronto,
right?
And so you're working with the dealer up there.
I'm working with Ferrari of Ontario. They're our crew here for the Challenge Series.
What year is your car?
That one there that I'm driving now is actually new last year, so it would be a 2014.
Okay, so it's still pretty new.
Yeah,
is this
fresh.
The second season you've done with it?
Second car. No, yeah, this I'm in the second season with it, so it's the second car. And so the motor's still relatively pretty fresh.
Yeah, well, this is the fastest way to break it in is to take it out to the racetrack, right?
Yeah.
So I also heard that you just took delivery of a LaFerrari. Is that right?
Yeah, back in January. But you know Toronto in January, you're not driving that car anytime soon.
You're kidding me. You haven't been driving it yet?
Well, that's why I've had to ship it down to the U.S. both times. The first time out was when we raced in Miami Homestead about a month ago. And then when I was down there, somebody saw the car and says, are you bringing that to Sonoma? I said, no. He says, well, you should. There's going to be a few other guys there that you know, and we'll get you on the track this time. So it's a perfect opportunity.
Yeah, so wait, did you brought it? You brought it out here this weekend?
Yeah.
What color is it?
So mine is, it's not up front here. It's at my trailer. It's the Rosso Fuoco. So it's like a very deep red.
I saw you driving by us.
Yeah.
We got some photos of it. It's gorgeous color. By the way.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Yeah, I was happy.
Tell us, so this was obviously your first chance to get it out on the track, open it up a little bit. Yeah. What was that experience like?
Oh, it's a little nerve-wracking at first when you're driving a car like that with street tires on a pretty difficult course. So you take your time warming it up, but then it gets pretty hard to hold back, and you start giving it a little bit. But the car is just incredible. Like, almost speechless to say what kind of thrill it was. It was to the point that you're not going 10 tenths when you got a passenger in it and no safety equipment. But even at 6 tenths, 7 tenths, what the car feels like and what it can do and the power that it's got and the braking on this thing are just totally unbelievable.
So today you've been out on the track in both your race car and the LaFerrari. Yeah. How would you compare those two on this track?
You know what? There really is no comparison to the two. They're two different animals. Listen, the race car is set up for this track, and comfort and a feeling of safety is there for me because I've been driving it all weekend. I did 10 laps in the LaFerrari, so it's tough.
Just the confidence level in the race car is going to be different because of the safety gear and the gear that you're wearing.
Absolutely. You got slicks on. Here I'm on street tires, a normal lap belt, and you're fighting to try and stay in your seat as you're getting to the turns.
Got the air on, radio going.
Yeah, exactly. But I bet it gets you excited about getting to the nice weather at home and getting it out on the street a little bit.
You know what? That's what we were saying, though. It's almost a shame. This car, you won't be able to appreciate it on the street. I've been driving it around here in Napa, and I thought the roads were great. It's fantastic. But when you put this car on the track and actually realize what it can do and the power and speed that it's got, you don't want to drive it on the road anymore.
It's a weird thing, right? Let's say you get the LaFerrari like you did. If you have an opportunity to get it on a track only one time, do you do it or do you not?
Yeah,
like there's these guys who buy the car and don't want any kilometers on it.
Yeah.
I think it's a shame because the technology behind this car is just incredible.
Yeah.
What this car can and cannot do is just remarkable.
So what I'm guessing is that you've been working with the guys at Ferrari saying, now I'm happy to bring it to the next Ferrari Challenge and drive it as an exhibition car.
I don't know. I don't think I have any tires left, so.
You worked
well,
into the deal.
Yeah.
Look, I see Pirelli banners everywhere, so maybe those guys can hook you up. So what are some of the other Ferraris that you've owned or that you have currently?
Take a breath. Go through the list.
I'm sure it sounds like there's a list.
You know, I've got an FF that's more or less my daily driver, which is a fantastic car. I have an F40, which I got to say is still my favorite. It's just a raw race car. So there's a few other older ones, Daytona, Boxer. I'm going to stop there.
There you go.
Well, I understand that you have a race coming up. And Morgan's said that you're going to take us for a ride around the track in the LaFerrari, each of us, so we better get going.
She's shaking her head, no. I didn't say that.
Now what? What? You know? No, it's great for you to take the time to come out here and talk with us right before the race and give us that insight into the LaFerrari because they're still just so rare and you just – everybody – it's pretty evident here, Matt, because when one of them starts up and rolls through the show, it's like the show stops. Everybody just kind of –
everybody flocks to the grandstand, starts taking photos and stuff. Yeah,
it's
incredible. Wants to see them out there. But
I don't notice that I'm too focused on just hitting the lines. So.
That's what you should focus on because it costs us nothing to go to the grandstands. Yeah. It costs you a lot to get that car out there. All right, well, I know you got a race coming up, so we're going to let you go.
Great.
Good luck in the race, and we hope to see you at the next Ferrari Challenge.
Most likely you will. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for sharing your time.
I see Didier Tays. I mean, championship driver, Ferrari's head coach. Let's grab him and get some information from him.
I'm impressed you nailed his name on the first try. Didier Tays.
Hey,
good job.
You know what? That's how I roll.
All right, so here we are. We're talking to Didier Tays, and I met Didier not long ago, several months ago, and I was out at a track, and he was one of my instructors out there. I had the opportunity to drive F1 car, and he not only did he teach me how to drive that car first, but then later he took me for a ride in the three-person F1 car.
Oh, wow.
And basically, he sat in the middle and drove. Mm-hmm. And I was in, you know, like, basically two guys sit on the sides right. of him in what would be the crumple zones of a normal car. But I was in a fiberglass bucket, just stuffed in there, and he threw this car around the track like a boss. You were just killing it out there. But here we are. We're at the Ferrari Challenge, and you're the head coach of Ferrari Challenge, right?
Yes, definitely. More or less, it's a full-time program I have since actually 5 years. But I've been involved with the Ferrari Challenge since the beginning, actually, since 1994. I was also a coach in those days, and going from car to cars, helping the new drivers, you know, go up to speed. In those days, it was more like a track day. You know, it was not really a big-time racing. Well, today, it's real racing. When you look at the race here, we had 31 cars today, and the racing was really good from the first lap to the last lap, and we tried to help the drivers to go up to speed and enjoy and go back home. The most important part is go back home on Sunday night with a big smile on their face.
Yeah. So as a head coach, what are sort of your responsibilities? How do you get to interact either with the drivers or with the dealers that represent the drivers that are out here?
It's mainly, you know, I supervise the coaching of the drivers. You know, when since we have a very, very fast cars, the new 458 Challenge car, it's evolution. Now, because now we have a wing, we have an aerodynamic package since last year. The car is 570 horsepower, and you don't give that kind of car to the novice who just walked the dealership. You know, we make sure the new drivers get a proper driving school. After that, you know, a proper coaching, testing, and actually we made mandatory to have those new drivers a coach who actually work with them to make sure he goes safely up to speed and understand, you know, all about racing. And since we have many new drivers, novice drivers in the series, we end up having many coach, and I actually make sure the coaching from those coach are really the right information and to give to the driver and make sure he go up to speed safely.
I like it. It's kind of a trickle-down effect. Is you make sure your coaches are doing yeah. a good job so they can teach everybody else to be
it's
a great
like supervision,
driver, right?
Yeah. So how long does it usually take? Like you said, you have a lot of novice drivers right now. How long does that take for them to migrate and be able to advance to the driver for them?
It depends on the driver. Some goes very quickly. And I remember the last driver I coached personally was in 2006. That driver showed up at the first race in Homestead. He was like 8 seconds off the pace, which is quite a bit. Say, oh, there's a lot of work to do. And actually, he finished on the podium on the last three races of the season, wow. on the same season. And actually, that was a really good satisfaction for me also, because I coach him, I enjoy it, and you know, he called me during the week, what do you think about that racetrack and this and that? And I like that kind of a, you know, motivation. And that's what I like to see it with all the new drivers. But most of the time, you know, it will take, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 races for the driver to be up to speed, not ready to win race yet. That come, you know, probably you know, after 2 or 3 seasons. But ready to fight for a position. Doesn't matter if it's in the top 5, top 10, top 15. But, you know, after 3, 4 races, he can start to fight for position. And that's good.
I'm curious to know what the number one attribute a racing coach needs. In the top of my head, I would think patience. Patience above anything else. But
good parenting.
That's it. Really good parenting, basically.
Yeah, patient, but also listening, you know. Those driver has to really trust you, coach, and listen to what he says. You know, most of those coach are professional. They're still racing, big time racing, you know, either in Tudor or a different category where, you know, they're really on the top of their class. And, you know, the most important part is really trust the coach and listen to his experience. And also on the top of that, I tried also to help, you know, the driver. I see them on the track, you know, the coach see them in some area. I see him in another area. And actually we meet and we discuss and where we can improve. Well, I think we can do this, we can do that. You know, you need to take this corner that way. We look on the computer where he can improve, but also improve safely. That's very important.
It's great to see. I mean, this is the theme here, is that camaraderie, is that attention to detail, is really celebrating the lifestyle of the drivers and the heritage of Ferrari. It's such a pleasure to hear it from you as well.
At the end, it's also a pleasure. You know, those people came here, they not want to be a Formula One driver. This series is not made for that. This series is made for the Ferrari enthusiast to race his car, you know, on the racetrack. And that's the whole purpose of the company. Yeah. If you know, it was racing from day one, and the heritage is from a long, long, long time ago. And we want to keep that spirit, and we want to have those drivers enjoying the race and go back home, like I say, on Sunday night with a big smile, and maybe drive their Ferrari, their street cars, back home, and be ready for the next race with the next 458 Challenge race. And in our case, will be the Montreal before the Formula One Grand Prix. That's a high-profile race, a limited track time because we are dealing with Formula One schedule. But it's a race where everybody want to go because it's a kind of a glamour race. It's a good racetrack, and everybody enjoy to go there.
So, I'm equally impressed with this program as I am with your racing background. But why don't you share some of what you've done in the past in the racing world?
Well, I had the chance to race for more than 35 seasons, and my background is open wheel in Europe. I raced, you know, the Stepping Stone Formula, Formula 3, Formula 2, and then I came here to race Indy cars. First, I raced Indy Light. I won the championship. Then I raced Indy cars for 6 seasons, including 3 times the Indy 500. And then after that, you know, I start to race sports car, and I end up driving Ferraris, sport prototype, the famous 333 SP, and I had the chance to win Daytona with that car, to win the Sebring 12 Hours, and actually I won 17 sports car races. I went to Le Mans with them. I've been on the podium at Le Mans, and that's why my involvement with Ferrari start, you know, you know, at first, you know, when you race a Ferrari, it's just a race car. It's just a tool that, you know, it give, as a driver, you don't have much consideration for the equipment. Well, I always say to respect the equipment, but it doesn't matter if it's pink, green, or red. And you need the car who's going to help you to win the race. That's the most important part. And I went to Fiorano, the test track of Ferrari in Italy, and I shake down the car. I did a few laps, and then all of a sudden, you get all those engineers who come talk to you, and actually the public behind the wall, you know, at 9 o'clock in the morning, you do the first lap, they check if the car is fine and you're ready for a second lap. Well, you get 100 people looking over the wall, what's going on at Fiorano today? And then, you know, you start to be into it a little bit. You know, those people, they are behind Ferraris and so on. And then you work with the engineer, you know, you feel already that passion, that chemistry between the drivers, the engineer, they're all there to win races. And, well, I was hooked, and I started to race Ferraris and winning for them, and, you know, I had a good time.
Well, it sounds like you found an incredible home here at Ferrari. I mean, like you said, Indy 3 times, you have 17 sports car wins, and now you've sort of found a home as the head instructor for Ferrari Challenge. It's not a bad place to be.
No, it's enjoyable. You know, you see passionate people. You share that with them, yeah. And I love sharing, you know, sharing my passion with other people. I enjoy that.
Yeah. Okay. What else you got?
I gotta say, it's an honor to be here and just feel the spirit of all this tradition. You know, it's so hard to find tradition in this world these days, and you got to go to Ferrari to find it. But no, it's here and it's strong.
Well, TDA, you guys, this whole program, the Ferrari Challenge program, is pretty amazing, and this is sort of our first look into really getting into this program and talking with the drivers and the instructors and the dealers and everyone from Ferrari North America that's involved, and of course your coaches, your team of people, and it's an incredible program that you guys have built here, and it's pretty amazing. And it's done right. And what we were saying before, it's like I've gone to other track days and different racing schools and events, and you'll walk around. There's tons of people everywhere, but nobody really knows everything that's going on.
And it's
everybody here does. Yeah. You walk up to anybody with a red shirt on, and they can tell you exactly what you need to be doing.
We're still learning. We try to improve in every race. As you know, winner, you know, the driver's attitude, the driver's habit, you know, we learn every day, and we try to improve that. And that's why, you know, the series, you know, is very strong. And, you know, always room for improvement.
You know, and clearly this whole environment, this event isn't for everyone. I mean, it's definitely there's a bit of a barrier to entry to get here. But if you're into motorsports, I encourage you to come out and just check out one of the Ferrari Challenge events. Watch some of these cars, talk to some of these people, and you'll get immersed in this whole lifestyle that they have here without actually having to spend all this money on a car. And you'll have a great time doing it, you know.
And please come to see me. I will show you the car and we'll give you a quick explanation. I don't have any problem.
You'll definitely be able to find DDA.
Yeah, he's kind of unmistakable.
He's got a red shirt. Yeah,
and a great accent.
His family works here as well, by the way. His beautiful daughter is over here working.
Yes, your daughter has been very informative and
a great host.
Host.
All weekend. But well, thank you so much. We're gonna go. We're gonna check out some more cars and a little bit more racing. But what we've seen so far has been amazing. And thank you so much for the wonderful time at the F1 driving school.
You
know, I made it out of there alive.
And he's still excited.
Thanks to this coach, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. Thank you. So we're continuing our trip through the beautiful. What it is the racetrack at Sonoma.
Yep.
Because we're here for the Ferrari Challenge, and we're talking to owners. And you know what, Aaron? We were wandering through here, and we met Shantaria. She's from Tiburon. And what was so intriguing to me was the fact that, not that she was out here, but she told us the story of her Ferrari and how she went to Italy to get it. And this is incredible. Welcome to Shift and Steer.
Thank you.
So tell us the story of how you became a Ferrari owner and your trip to Italy.
Wow. It was pretty spontaneous. About July of last year, I walked into the dealership and said, oh, that's a cute car. Can I test drive that one? And they said, yeah. And so I loved it and I got one.
That's awesome. Now this is an interesting story because, you know, we're out here admiring the cars and talking about the community and meeting people, and we've met just some amazingly interesting people. But when we came to look at your car, it was a combination of this beautiful pewter color and this chocolate interior that really caught our eyes. And then we meet you, and it turns out that you were in Italy the same day as my father and missed him by one day. So you're both getting fitted for your cars, but yours was already in production and almost done.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what a crazy coincidence,
it's
right?
Absolutely hilarious. And to meet you here, I thought, oh, well, now we're full circle.
Life's little synchronicities,
exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And it happened to be Ferrari's 60th anniversary here in the U.S. in the same weekend. So, I mean, it was just so much going on. And it was just really neat to know that, you know, two Americans were over there and, you know, picking up cars and having fun doing it. That's for sure.
You know you're doing something right when life synchronicity just makes this happen, you know. So you are on the right path. And okay. That chocolate interior is what Dad was going to get. And he flat out said, I chickened out. I bought the black interior.
Oh, no.
So I got to tell him now. I got to rub it in his nose and say, Pop, this interior was gorgeous and continues to be gorgeous.
Thank you.
So you're taking a little bit of a Ferrari journey. You walked into the dealership. Yes. You decided you fell in love with it. You wanted it. It was a cute car. I don't know. You know, if I would describe a 458 that way.
You're but, so, like, cute. No,
yeah, but you took it the rest of the way. You did the experience in Italy, and tell us what it was like to walk into the factory and actually know that they were working on your car.
It was pretty amazing because I didn't walk into the Ferrari dealership actually wanting a car. And so when I found out that I could custom make it, I was like, go for it. And so it took me about 6 weeks to custom make the car. And just after I finished custom making the car, I was told that they had this race course over in Italy, the Corso Pilota. And I thought, that's fun. So I signed up for that, and I sort of booked my entire vacation around that trip. And so I ended up having the Ferrari factory tour the day before the course started. And in the factory tour, they tell you, well, when you go, there's no guarantee you'll see your car. But I told the tour guy, I said, you know, my car is going to be delivered in January. And he goes, that means your car is in production. And I said, can we find it? He goes, I bet you we can. And so if you ever take a Ferrari tour, it absolutely is a bucket list item. All the Ferraris are attached to this little trolley that follows it through the entire factory. And on the side of the trolley, if you pull up the little slip of paper, it actually says McGilbra, San Francisco, USA, on it. And so I was like, that's my car!
Wow, what an experience.
So I was one of the lucky people to actually see my car's chassis, not the full thing. But what was also neat, speaking of the fabric, was once we got through the tour, and this area, a huge table where they do all the fabric work, my fabric was on the table.
Wow. Yeah. See, that is that synchronicity I'm talking about. That is so cool. And what an experience. I mean, that's what we're discussing here, is that everybody's got this experience, and that's one of the binding elements that just makes this such a great event.
Well, I have one more question for you, and that is, I saw you earlier. You were here with your group of friends. You were all taking a photo with your Ferraris. Now, is that part of your Ferrari experience? Are those all new friends that you made because of your car?
One of the things I'm absolutely ecstatic about is that the people I've met here are incredible. The nicest, most down-to-earth people you'll ever meet. And everyone has just embraced me. I know I'm an oddity. It's not too many. As a matter of fact, I think there's only three women drivers here, and I'm three. So, you know, the fact that, you know, I jump out on the track and I really enjoy the driving experience, everybody's just really embraced me. And, you know, as a newbie, you know, I ask a lot of questions, which I'm sure they're just like, yeah, she's a newbie. But they're so patient. They answer the questions, and it's really becoming a community. I mean, it's you don't just buy a Ferrari, you buy the Ferrari community, which is just so great. And these events, pulling the owners together regionally, are fantastic. I've met so many people today who are so amazing, including yourselves.
And extremely
well
put. Extremely well put.
Will we be seeing you in the Ferrari Challenge next year?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I look forward to it. And next year, I'm going to actually be driving sport. I think I'm going to pass on it this year. Given the one I just watched, it's pretty aggressive. But I'll go through, do the advanced training for the race course. And I think I'll be ready by next year to take the guys on.
Fantastic.
That's awesome. Awesome. We'll be cheering you on from the bleachers.
This is what we keep finding out, Aaron, is that it's really an experience. It's more than the car. It's the people. It's the lifestyle. It's everything that kind of Ferrari envelops. You're part of the gang now.
Yeah, it's great. Myself and Coco. Her name's Coco.
that's your car's name?
Yeah, she's all chocolate suede on the inside. So she's chocolate like me. So I thought that was appropriate.
Fantastic.
That's awesome.
Cute Coco. That's it. We're at the Ferrari Challenge with Cute Coco right behind us.
Thank you. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Great.
Great meeting you.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you.
Guys, I don't know about you, but this Ferrari event, Ferrari Challenge at Sonoma Raceway, I've been having a blast. I mean, it's a little bit of clouds overhead. They're threatening rain, but we're hoping that it's going to stay clear, because if tomorrow and Sunday are as good as today was, we're really going to have some fun, because we've already talked to some people. We've already seen some great racing. And not to mention, we got on the track in a Ferrari Challenge car.
Yeah, we did a couple laps with their professional race instructor in the Ferrari 458. And I've been to Sonoma several times, but I've never been on the track. Aaron, I know you've been on the track with your motorcycles. This is a very technical course, and he was
incredibly
going so fast that each turn I was like, yeah, this is where I'd go all the way around. There's no way I would make this turn. And these cars, man, the incredible grip, the power, and that noise. This is an event like no other I've been to.
You know, I got to say, I agree 100%. I don't know about you, but I found myself like doing those fighter pilot compressions, like, making funny noises over there.
Trying not to pass out.
I know, trying not to pass out. It's like, oh, it's going black, it's going black. Oh, acceleration. I mean, it was gnarly. It was so much fun.
And how cool was it to see the small little fleet of LaFerraris and Enzos all hit the track together?
I know. But going around in that Ferrari Challenge car, one of the most incredible things about it was he's just blasting into these blind curves. The car's drifting just enough.
Yeah.
And he's just out there for a day on the track.
Leisurely drive, yeah. Drinking his cappuccino, pinky in the air. He's talking on his
cell
phone.
There was no sweat on his brow. Yeah. I mean, this guy was a professional, and it was fun.
Yeah. A lot of Italian accents out here, by the way.
Yes, there are, and a lot of red.
They're all fake, but whatever.
Yeah. So there's more tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it. Right here from the Ferrari Challenge at Sonoma Raceway, and thanks to all the people at Ferrari USA for inviting us out.